and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
People of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa Ingles,
Golden Guide.
Sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya.
Bulawanong Giya.
Good morning, Brother Angus.
Good
welcome
morning,
back
Brother
to
Roland.
New Zealand and it also here in Planet FM.
I'm back in the long white cloud land of opportunity. For all my Filipino friends.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
So Brother Angus, before we proceed, I ask you please for our opening prayer.
Thank you. Father, we thank you that you are the God of all the earth. You created us for your pleasure. And I ask that you would bless our listeners, our viewers, all that love the Golden Guide program, and especially my dear brother Len, Lord. May you be kind, gracious, and fruitful to him.
Yes,
in
so.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Angus, so once again, I play a birthday song.
Happy birthday.
Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, salamat Panginoong Diyos, pinag-ingatan tayo sa buong linggo dito sa New Zealand, pati ang aking kaibigan. Welcome
Amen.
Back. Brother Angus, together with your beloved wife, Sister Leticia.
Yes.
Thanks be to God. So, belated happy birthday sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Kapag sunod na mga araw o bukas, advance, o sunod linggo, advance. Yung nakalipas, belated. At kapag mayroon mang nagdiwang sa inyong karawan ngayon, belated. Belated. Happy birthday sa iyo, kapatid. Sa inyo itong lahat, Engineer John Gomez, belated. Happy birthday, Engineer. Marinilla, belated. Happy birthday. Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Si Madam Rivera. Madam Rivera, she has parlor.
Oh.
If you want to cut your hair, just go with him. Hair in Auckland.
I need the phone number.
Very, very nice lady.
Yes, I need that help.
And if you want maybe to have a black color in your or banding?
Okay.
I don't know what that hear me. Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo itong lahat, happy birthday, mahal,
happy
kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, ito na.
Yeah.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, no, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, sa napakinggan natin pang birthday song. So once again, belated happy birthday, advance happy birthday, at nagdiwa ngayon, happy birthday sa iyo kapatid. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song. Ang ating gospel song, ang ating gospel song ay You Give Me Love. Maganda yun ito, mga kaibigan. Pakinggan muna natin. By
time when no one gave me time of day. You look deep inside while the rest of the world looked away. You smile at me when there were just frowns everywhere. A prayer. That's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You touched my heart, you touched my soul, and helped me start all over again. You gave me love.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Napakinggan natin, You Give Me Love. The God whom we believe, He has given us love.
Yes.
He loves us all. Not only your brother Rangos, not only me, but for all of his creation. Yes. So brother Rangos, let us start. So
amen.
I give you already the theme.
Thank you.
The whole duty of the people is to be
God's word.
God's word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Roland, and our Golden Guide listeners and viewers. We do welcome you in Jesus' name. You know, in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, there is the verse 13 and verse 14. May I read it?
Yes.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. In Tagalog, please, my brother.
Okay, Brother Angus, thank you so much.
Yep.
It's good that, yeah. It's good. I read in our language, Tagalog. Thanks be to God. Sa aklat ng Ecclesiastes sa kabanatang 12 sa talatang 13 hanggang 14. Basahin ko, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Thank you, Brother Angus. Ito ang wakas ng bagay. Lahat ay naririnig. Ikaw ay matakot sa Diyos at sundin mo ang kanyang mga utos, sapagkat ito ang buong katungkulan ng tao. Until 14?
Yes, please.
Sapagkat dadalhin ng Diyos ang bawat gawa sa kahatulan, pati ng bawat kubling bagay, maging ito'y mabuti o maging ito'y masama.
Amen. We know from the Ecclesiastes, we know that Solomon's life was basically in three sections of the 12 chapters. And although this is not a study of Ecclesiastes, we are talking about what the subject matter is, and that is the area of futility, making no sense of life. In fact, some of the early writing scriptures says that it's like a vapor. You know, like you boil the hot water jug, and then that vapor just goes up in the air. They say it was just like, poof, like that, meaningless. But we know that in the first and the fourth chapters of Solomon's life, he was searching. In the 5th to the 10th chapter of Solomon's reference here in Ecclesiastes, he's saying something. He's speaking to us about what he searched for. And in the 11th and the 12th chapter, he finds what he calls solutions. And Brother Roland and our listeners this morning on Golden Guide, from the search, from what he spoke about his search, from his end of time solutions, we think the history work writers say that it may be 400 to 500 years before Christ. But we know this one thing. He said this: fear God, Roland.
Wow, man.
That is a powerful statement. Fear God and keep His commandments. What does it mean? It means to reverence God in a godly way.
Amen.
Be fearful, because great are His works, great are His actions, great are the things that He demonstrates. Now, to make it simple to you this morning, can I just say, Roland, to our listeners, we just want to say, fear God, keep His commandments.
In Tagalog?
Yes, please. Fear God and keep His commandments.
Ikaw ay matakot sa Diyos at sundin mo ang kanyang mga utos. Amen.
Now, we know that in the elderly years that he was a teacher, the Hebrew for the word teacher is the word koheleth, which basically means one that teaches or one that understands. He's understood to be the son of David or king of Jerusalem. And the thing about this man is that Roland, he gives us a wake-up call. And he's talking about basically the reality of life. It's real and it's a reality. People wake up in the morning and they fear tomorrow. Roland, do you remember there was a song that we would sing, Because He Lives?
Because He Lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen.
Yeah. So how do we face tomorrow? Our belief system. Because He lives.
Yes.
We structure everything around the reality that God exists. And because of that, we find the treasure of the Word of God. I want to come to Hebrews chapter 12 this morning, please. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Please, Roland.
Hebrews
chapter 12.
Chapter 12. Hebrews.
Yes, please. Okay. Verse 1 and verse 2. I'll read in English first, please.
Okay.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Thank you, Roland.
Verse 1
and verse 2.
Okay. Kaya at yamang nakukubkub tayo ng makapal ng bilang ng mga saksi. Itabi namang walang liwag ang bawat pasan at ang pagkakasalang pumipigil sa atin at ating takbuhing may pagtitiis at takbuhing inalagay sa harapan natin. Namasda natin ang Panginoong Hesus na gumagawa at sumakdal ng ating pananampalataya na siya dahil sa kagalang inilagay sa harapan niya ang ay nagtiis ng krus na niwalang bahala ang kahihiyan at umupo sa kanan ng luklukan ng Diyos. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos.
Thank you, Roland. In the search that our dear friend had, Solomon, the king of Jerusalem, he says something very important. He talks about the whole duty of the people is to obey God.
Uh-huh.
And this morning, I believe it's important that we establish that God is to be reverenced. God is to be feared. God is to be exalted. He's the one who brings everything into light. And the Bible says here, Roland,
yes,
he's the author, authority, but he's also the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, amen. This is something that we must realize this morning, even as we come to the close of our message. God is a God of order, Roland.
Yes.
He's a God of order.
Amen.
So we start with God and we finish with God.
He is the God of order.
A God of order. We start with God and we finish with God.
Amen.
Please give me some comments, Roland. What are your thoughts?
It is good we emphasize this. For God. Because this is the conclusion.
That's right. For God,
so all of us
fear God
will not last on this planet Earth.
No.
All of us,
yeah,
no matter how wealthy.
Yes.
There are some wealthy and wealthy or rich people.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
They thought that they have the power. If they will get sick, they can pay the a specialist, doctor of or in their specialization,
yep,
in about health.
Yes.
But we must not forget the owner of the lives that we the life that we have is not ours. It is His. Anytime, if He wants to take back from us, we can do nothing. Even Amen. The billionaire, or how do we call the most wealthiest man here on earth, no one can stop if God wants what God wants to do. So let us hear the conclusion.
Yes.
Fear God.
That's right.
And keep His commandments.
Simple.
But there are people now, they don't fear God.
No.
There was a celebrity when they have a party.
Yeah.
And she announcing about certain names of the famous celebrities. Oh, he's famous, but the God in the Bible not mentioned. Do you know what happened? There was a fire. That place.
What fire?
Yeah. In America.
Wow.
And she apologized to the people. Because the God whom they believe is not famous compared to famous celebrities in their industry. There was not famous as for her, that lady.
Yeah.
And he has apologized to the people, not to the God. Oh, impossible the place was hit by fire. To tell them not famous. Our God, the God whom we believe, He is famous.
Yes.
He is the one who created
Hallelujah.
The universe, this Amen. Planet Earth, you and me, including that lady Amen. Who despised
Absolutely.
Against God. Yeah? So fear God and keep His commandments. Let us have fear God and not only fear. This kind of fear that it is not, I mean, that the God whom we believe He is a monster, we fear to make any bad things in His sight, or wickedness in His sight.
Yes.
That is the kind of fear that we have in our in our hearts. And keep. So not ignore all of His commandments, because if we study His commandments, He is the God of order. If there is no commandments about thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, very chaos this planet Earth. Because He is the God of order. That's why He gave His commandments. Yeah. There are rules and regulation, and we need. For this is the whole
duty of the people.
Is to
obey God's word.
Okay,
Amen. We know in God's word that He says very clearly that He is the author, He's the beginning, He's the end.
Amen.
I wonder if we can challenge our viewers this morning, our listeners, Roland, and say to them, go and study Genesis. Go and look at the beginning of time.
Yes.
Look at the history of the world. Because God says in the Psalms, the earth is the Lord's and its fullness.
Amen.
So God is a God of order, but He's also a God who is just. He's a God who loves, but He's also a God who keeps things in line.
Brother Angus, so as what I have said, it is good we emphasize this. Fear God and keep His commandments.
Yep. Yes.
So currently I will, after you read in English version,
yes.
Psalm 111 and verse 10. It is good that our listeners, our brethren in Christ, our fellow people, migrants here in New Zealand.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll read.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments. His praise endures forever.
Amen. So, fear God and keep His commandments.
And keep His commandments.
Because if we have fear,
yes.
Who are we? Don't we want to have fear with God?
Yeah, that's right.
He is our Creator. Everything we know that God created all things. So I read in Tagalog, Brother Angus.
Yes, go ahead.
Ang pagkatakot sa Panginoon ay pasimula ng karunungan. May mabuting pagkaunawa ang lahat na nagsisisunod ng kanyang mga utos. Ang kanyang kapurihan ay nanatili pag magpakailanman. So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
It's the beginning of wisdom.
So, those people who don't have fear with God,
they miss the wisdom.
Yeah.
They miss the wisdom.
And
they
lack understanding. You know those who do His commandments, His praise endures forever.
Yeah. There's a worthiness about the things that we endure. And when we come through our struggles and we come through the things that are problems, there is a revelation of wisdom.
Amen. So fear God, Albert.
Fear God.
So
God obeys the commandments.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if we don't have fear,
we miss
you
out.
And me,
we lack.
We cannot keep His commandments.
We will fail.
And also there is a commandments.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ had met Him. The Ten Commandments, the other part, first and foremost, to God, our duty to God, and the rest, our duty, our fellow
brothers and sisters,
fellow creatures.
Yes.
He had made into two.
Yes.
Love God above all things.
That's right.
As well as love to your fellows.
That's right.
So, it is not only fear God, let us love God.
Amen.
With all our might.
Amen.
With our all soul and heart. So if we have love God, there is manifestation those who love God.
Amen.
They are keeping the commandments.
Yeah.
And also they will know, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that wisdom that is from the Lord.
Yes.
And we know what our duty towards the God whom we will. The whole duty of all of the people is to obey God's word.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good lesson this morning to understand the fear of God, because the Bible said it is understanding.
Yes. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments.
Understanding lifts up the eyes to where our salvation comes. It comes from God.
Yes.
Amen.
The life that we have. We have understanding that it is from God. And He is worthy to be praised. Amen. And He is worthy of our
worship. Yes.
And our services.
Yes. Yeah.
And we keep on doing His commandments, because He is the God of order. If we follow this, there is no chaos.